Up next on the teleconference is Illinois head coach Lovie Smith. Illinois has a bye this week before hosting Nebraska on September 29th. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll open the call for questions.
Yes, as we, as we complete the first quarter of our season, I mean, some good and some bad, of course. 2-1 record isn't ideal, but we've seen some good things that have happened, but really disappointed how we played our last game, and that bad taste is still in our mouth. When you do some of the things that we did, you normally, lose that football game, which we did, to a good USF team. Offensively, just got to be able to do a better job with third downs as we need to on the defensive side of the football. Just too many plays we gave up on the defensive side and not enough big plays on the other side. So this bye week came at the perfect time for us to evaluate what we've done scheme-wise, player-wise, and then just get ready for this to start the Big Ten, to start Big Ten play with Nebraska at home. So great week to go back and work on a lot of the fundamentals of football and get ready for Nebraska in a week. I'll take your question.
Thank you, Coach. We'll do that now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Shannon Ryan, Chicago Tribune.
Hi, Lovie.
Hello, hi, Shannon.
Could you assess a little or, describe where Chase struggled in that game, your decision to replace him, and do you plan on him continuing to be a starter or making a change there?
Well, just talking, first off, no one on our team, coaches, players, none of us did our job as well as we need to, of course. When you win, the quarterback position is talked about, and when you lose, it is. As far as what Chase did, I'm just talking about overall play as a whole. When you're leading the offense and the offense has very low production, just not one thing. Sometimes you need a spark. You try to, and the quarterback position is one that we feel like we got in a game where we wanted to switch gears a little bit as far as what we wanted to lean on, and thought we had a better, option as far as passing the football at the time, and we make decisions based on that game only. Having your bye week come up, we have a chance now to really evaluate everyone and go back to the fundamentals of ball, but we haven't made any position changes, moves, depth chart-wise, any of that. We're just practicing football right now.
So just to make sure I'm clear, you would plan on, it would be safe to say, or that Chase is the starter still, that you were just, or are you using this week to possibly evaluate?
No, to make things clear, we're improving our ball club this week. There are no position, no depth chart changes, anything like that. We're improving our ball club this week and no more than that. That's the statement I'm willing to make right now.
Okay.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Rob Cassidy, Rivals.com.
Hey, Lovie, if you had the power to change one NCAA rule tomorrow, which one would you change?
One NCAA rule tomorrow, which one would I take? There's a lot of things that I'm thinking about right now, but making changes NCAA-wise, rule-wise, is not really at the top of my list right now. I haven't been in college football long enough to have an opinion about things we should change. I kind of go with the rules that we have in place right now, so it's nothing just right off the bat that we're, that really, I would say an awful lot. But if you twisted my arm, maybe clock stopping at the end with a first down the last 2 minutes, I think it'd be more exciting to just let it run a little bit, kind of like the NFL rules a little bit better on that. How's that?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Take care.